Welcome to the Whole Enchilada, a community of high achievers that fight the status quo, rebel against mediocrity, and make life happen. Let's go.
Hey, Enchilada Nation, so excited to have you plugging in today. I actually held a mastermind today with two incredible business owners, and the class was so good. I took so many notes that we're actually going to take this mastermind and break it down into two sections. They're going to be the next two episodes of the Whole Enchilada. These two entrepreneurs are in the real estate space and have built within the, they both got into business within the last 9 years, and both have built these seven-figure businesses that are consistently not only building their family's legacy, but they're hiring people within their world. The thing I love about it is they both took two different specific strategies on how to build those businesses. One of them is primarily focused on building relationships through a social media platform and how to connect and build that community. The other one is really focused on geographical farming and going deep within a specific community and building that relationship. I think that the nuggets in these next two episodes are significant. Rachel Adams Lee is one of the top producers out of California, known across the country. Janine Igliani is an incredible producer in the Arizona market. I've known her and watched her business grow almost from day one. So impressive. You're going to love these episodes. So don't forget, this is a two-part series with two incredible entrepreneurs, two specific strategies. Go listen to these episodes. You're going to get a ton of ahas off it. Don't forget, go live life on your terms. All right. So we're going to jump right into the conversation. Rachel, give us a little bit of a background for your business. Where are you out of? How long you've been in business? And then Janine, we're going to roll right into you after that with the same question.
Awesome. All right. So hi, everybody. Thanks for having me so much for asking us to do this. My name is Rachel Adams Lee. I'm in Northern California. I got in real estate in 2012. There were short sales or REOs. My grandma was in real estate. My dad was in real estate. And I was the one that was like, I will never go into real estate. I don't know if there's any other real estate kids in this audience. But I started my business really old school. I was door knocking 200 doors a week, doing three open houses a week. And I didn't sell any houses for the first 4 months. So you can imagine the kind of like grit and determination I had, but also the amount of rejection that I faced knocking 200 doors a week. But I will tell you, at that point in my life, I was in a really unhealthy marriage. I was paycheck behind a paycheck. Like, my why was bigger than any excuse I could come up with. And so I was willing to do what it took. So I didn't sell any homes the first 4 months, but I sold 39 the first year, and then 109, then 123. So 3 years in, I hit Wall Street Journal's top 1,000 agents in the country. Now, 10 years in the business, we're still top 1,000. We're number 43 for small teams. And I am small. It's myself, two other agents now, and then a video and marketing and stuff. And I've had like 20 agents on my team. I've had like huge, massive teams, and realized that that's not the model that works for me. I'm also a new mama. I have a 2.5-year-old and a 3-month-old right now. And I'm just really figuring out like what my priorities are. I definitely started my business with the door knocking and the open houses. Last year we had 131 referrals come through with social media. So social media is 100% what I do. I'm a social media coach for realtors. It is absolutely my passion, building community, like local community. So in my business, I focus on two things, agent to agent relationships, building a national referral network, and then also client community. So those are the two referrals that I really focus on. And I love listings. I'm still the lead listing agent on my team. My business coach has been telling me forever, like, go 7th level, get a listing agent, you know, and I'm like, thank you so much for your opinion. What else do you want to talk about today? so we don't do like insane. We're about 70 million will be what we do this year. And that works well for me. And yeah, that's my gig.
Awesome. Love it. And I really appreciate you starting out too, just talking about some of the struggles you had at the beginning of your business. Cause I think a lot of times people see who's performing at a high level and they think it like instantly happened for them. And they think, oh, well, I'm not that person. But yeah, if we can become real and they can see that process, well, then it becomes a reality for people.
That's like one of my biggest things when I talk or teach or anything is like, I remember being, you know, the paycheck behind a paycheck and seeing everybody on stage. And I was like, all I have to do is get on stage and my life will be so easy. And it's like, it's not, you just have bigger problems. Like they're just more expensive problems, but you still have them. And so I really like to keep it real. And so anyone that follows me on social media knows that like, I'm very open about what I go through in my life and what's happening. And yet I'm so consistent with my message and my branding that I am a top realtor in the area. And when you're going to buy and sell, you're going to use our team.
What makes you excited about the market and the industry changes going on right now?
You know, so it's a funny thing because when I got in, right? So it was short sales and it was REOs. And everyone is like, the market is so hard. My dad was like, you need to have 6 months of savings. And of course, like any smart kid, I'm like, totally. And then I didn't listen and I jumped in, right? But the thing is, like, I only knew a hard market. So for me, like, the market is cyclical, right? It's going to go up and down, up and down, usually every 7 years. But we've been riding this wave where prices just keep going up for so long. It can't sustain. So we can't sustain these bananas prices, but we're also not going to be 2008, right? It's not going to like crash where everything like life is over as we know it. For me, I'm just like, what keeps me excited is being in the business and staying educated and knowing my market stats. And so no matter what happens, like, it's funny because Janine just brought up like that, like the big companies that come in. So I got a text message this morning that I was like, oh, this is kind of perfect to share with you. So I have a referral that came through social media. It's someone who needed to buy a house and sell a house. Okay. So they wanted to purchase up here in El Dorado Hills where I am, and they need to sell their house. Well, I have a listing appointment with them for the end of this month to go see their house. And he sends me a text message this morning. It says, "Hi, Rachel, someone suggested using an internet real estate service that buys houses to resell. They're getting more for houses than it's worth today because the company relies solely on comparables. Since the markets have cooled a little bit because of interest rates going up and all the comparables available when the market was hot, just a thought. What do you think? Also, good morning." Right, with a little smiley face. So I wrote back and I said, "I can tell you that you get what you pay for, and most of those are garbage. They offer one price and then they lowball later, and they say it's because of inspections. That's why Zillow is going out of business and had to take millions in losses. I'm a top agent for a reason, and I'll net you the most money the market will allow. Good morning. See you next week." So you just like, I think the thing is, the market is always going to change. But to me, it's never, I remember people saying like, oh, the market sucks. It's really hard. And I was really young and impressionable. I was 26 when I got into real estate. And I was like, okay, the market sucks. It's really hard. And then I'm like, but that's not going to get me anywhere. So I'm thinking the listings are out there. The business is out there, and it's up to me to go find it. And so I don't stress about it. My whole thing is every single morning when I wake up, I think, how can I offer value to those around me? Whether it's October and I'm sharing the local pumpkin patch locations, or, you know, we're renting out a movie theater for our VIP clients or whatever it is, I think, how can I add value to others? With me, every day, I think I am either educating or entertaining people through social media. And because I chose to be, like, I wanted to be a mom for a long time, and we had all these different fertility issues that we've gone through and still go through, I knew that I was not going to be pounding the pavement anymore. I wasn't going to be doing all the door knocking. So I had to find a way to shift my business to make it work for the current market that we're in. So like when the pandemic hit, you know, I think I did what everyone did in the very beginning, which you just drink cocktails straight for 2 weeks. You're like, what is this? Right. And then I realized it's not going away. And so I was like, I have a team to take care of and people to feed. Right. And so then I said, how can I continue to offer value? And so we did, like, we sent people scavenger hunts that they could do outside or in their home. So for me, it was just about like, no matter what the market brings, I can pivot. I can pivot to continue to offer value. And so I have like a database campaign that I use that we created, which I can talk about later, that we 33 times throughout the year, we offer value to our database. And instead of them getting an email from us, where they're like, oh God, the 5 ways to get ready for springtime and selling. It's like, okay, what's Rachel up to now? Cause she always does something fun each month. And so it's like, for me, it's like no matter what the market is, I'm going to keep bringing the value. So when they think of buying or selling, they think of our team.
Beautiful. I think you said some really critical things there. 2 points that I wanted to just to re-hit on that you talked about is, number one is when you were a newer agent in the business, just being impressionable, hearing these people that have been in business for a while with a negative attitude around it. Guys, negativity is contagious. And I will tell you, if I lined up 100 agents right now and asked them sentiment on the market, 99% of them are giving me negative answers around the market. They're refusing to see the opportunity in it. And then they are regurgitating the negativity they're picking up from other people. There's opportunity in every market. The other thing that Rachel said that I think is really important, that we can't control the real estate, the market is cyclical. It does not mean that your results need to be cyclical. Mm-hmm. The market is cyclical, which means that your strategies for the market should be cyclical, but the results should not be cyclical. Mm-hmm. You determine the results. The business is there to be had. And going back to what Rachel said too, back in 2008, 2009, when the REO market was so strong, it was really interesting for me. Some of the biggest names in the business back in 2008, 2009, 2010, that were crushing the REO market. They had it figured out. Everything they touched turned to gold. A handful of them were able to shift with the market and are still names we know. The other half of them, if I said the name in front of every agent in Arizona, they'd be like, who's that? When in 2008, 2009, they were the person. Mm-hmm. Because the market shifted and they refused to shift with it. Rachel, what's the number one challenge you're facing in your business right now?
I think the number one challenge is it's kind of a similar thing. People are it's kind of the same thing as always. They're waiting for prices to, you know, keep going up. Sellers are waiting for them to keep going up so they can get the most money. And then, but I would say like more so it's the buyers getting their offers accepted. I mean, that's with prices being so crazy. Like I'm really big on setting the expectation, whether you're a new agent on my team, you're a vendor I'm working with, or you're a new buyer or seller. I'm like, this is what you can expect from me. And this is what I expect from you. And so I would rather be honest with my clients up front versus disappoint them later. So if it's like a brand new first time home buyer and they need a seller credit, it's just unfortunately not the market for them right now where I am. That doesn't mean I won't work with them. It just means that I'm very honest. And, you know, if they come want to lowball on a property, like I'm very different in the fact that like I don't, like I've different agents do things different ways, right? I never once have let a buyer tell me what they're going to offer on a home. I don't do that because it's my job to guide them to get their offer accepted. So I'm finding out how many offers they have, when they're presenting, what terms they're looking for, if they need a rent back, who they're opening title and escrow with, you know, what I can do to set us up, you know, to put us in a better position to get our offer accepted. I honestly think that is the biggest issue with our market right now in California is just, and probably everywhere really, like everyone's buyers are struggling. That being said, we get people in contract every single week, right? So it's just like also, and I tell the buyers because they come in, you know, because we do have, you know, some relationships like realtor.com and stuff like that. And I let them know, you know, the reason you want to work with because a lot of buyers are like, well, I'll just go to the listing agent because it's way too hard to, you know, right now it's just too challenging. And we let them know, you know, again, we talk with that objection handler. Like I'm so big on objection handlers. I actually have a cup in my office with objection handlers. And if an agent wants to come chat with me, they have to pull an objection handler out first, overcome it. And then we can chat. Cause I just like, that's like my jam. I love objection handlers. I think they're so fun. And you have to be ready with them because why would they go to a listing agent? Why should they go work with you? You know? And so it's like, you have to let them know the listing agent is working for the seller. And when it comes time to request for a pair and all that, like their due diligence, first and foremost, they have a signed contract with the seller. So you come second for them. And so it's really hard to have a win-win for everybody. So like that piece to it. And then also, you know, when they work with us, and I'm very intentional with my language. It's not if you work with us, it's always when you work with us. You know, we have really great relationships in the community. Like I'm sure just like Janine, right? So she's been in the business 9 years, same as me, right? And so it's like, we have established relationships with other agents. So when they see an offer come through with us, they're not like, oh gosh, Janine wrote another one. They're like, heck yes, I had a great transaction and an experience with her and I know she'll close. And so it's same for us.
So kind of walk us through to give people perspective. They know the number of deals and referrals you're driving off of your social strategy. How big is your social community and what platforms are you using right now to engage with them?
So I think at this point, I'm just over like 50,000 people in total. So there's this pressure to have like omnipresence, right? Be everything to everyone all the time. You need to be on TikTok. You need to have Snapchat. You need to do Twitter. You need to do Facebook. You need to do Instagram. And it's like, Noise. It is noise, you guys. If you try to be everything to everyone, then you're giving a little piece of yourself, but you're never consistently in front of someone. When I first started with social media, I had decided that everyone told me that realtors were like used car salesmen. And I remember thinking like, why do they think that of us? Like, why did they think we're so slimy? But I realized like, especially on social media, it was like the me show. Look at how many houses I sold. Look at my new listing. Look at me. And I was like, man, they deserve to be blocked and unfollowed. Like, cause it's just, that doesn't feel good. My people want to know that you care about them, that you can help them, and that they can trust you. And so when I think about literally when I'm on social media, I ask myself those three questions. When I'm making a post or I'm sharing a story, if someone's going to work with me, they're going to ask three questions. Can she help me? Does she care about me? And do I trust her? Right. And so I started on Facebook. When I really decided I was going to like dig into social media, I started on Facebook and got 17 referrals that first year. Then I branched out and added Instagram into my world. And then I launched my YouTube channel. I never went on, what is that, like house chat or house, whatever that clubhouse, or whatever that thing was. Like everyone was like, oh, you got to do it. And I was like, sorry, it's a distraction. Like I know, especially having young children, I don't have more hours. I have the same amount of hours as everyone, but it feels like less hours. And I made a very intentional choice, you know, being a mom, that like my family was going to come first always. And so that means I don't have as much time as I used to have to like dilly dally. So when I go on social, like I have a whole strategy around it, which I'm happy to dig into, whatever, however you want to use the time. But like, I have a whole strategy of how I built my businesses through social media. Cause I have four different companies. I have my real estate team. I have my real estate coaching business. I have a public speaking business. And then I have a anti-aging hair care and skincare company. So I have four different businesses, but all of them are ran through social media. So to me, it's like, it doesn't matter if you're selling socks or you're selling houses. If you have your value proposition down, people work with people they like, period. And they like you, but they want to know who you are. They want to know what you're doing. They want to know what you're eating and what you're thinking about, and what you're reading. They might find you because you're a realtor, right? On social, they might find you, but they stick around because of who you are and how you make them feel. And that consistency piece with social media, I'm sorry, with real estate, that is where I find my referrals come from. Like I have a personal page and a business page. But my business page is honestly there for credibility. Because if you type in Rachel Adams Lee Realtor, my business page is going to pop up because that's where I can do paid ads. I can boost something through command, right? And Google loves your money. But all 131 referrals we got last year, they came to my personal page because that's where people connect with me and that's where I'm real.
I love that. Just out of curiosity, the three things that you brought up, can she help me? Does she care? Can I trust her? Is that a litmus test for every post, or is it, am I consistent enough with enough of those messages that the conglomerate story?
Yeah. The overall message. Cause like today I posted a picture of my 2-year-old wearing a sombrero over his head and in his diaper because I thought it was in Mexico and I thought it was really cute. That's again, it's about educating or entertaining. So those are my two messages always, but my overall feeling, like I get messages from people all the time that are like, they're going like, we went through miscarriages and I didn't talk about it for a long time because I just felt like, oh my gosh, like this is just such a crazy thing to go through. But then I thought I have such an incredible support system. There are other people that don't. And if other people are silently struggling, I know how hard it was for me with support. I can't have that. So I shared what I had gone through and I have other realtors all around the country that have had fertility issues. And you can bet that when they have a referral for California, they're going to send it to me because we have a real relationship. Like I am a relationship person. When I started in real estate, I Googled real estate slogans because I didn't have one. And I came up with real relationships and real results. And that was my slogan for a long time. Now my slogan is we live here, we work here, we're here for you. Again, both of those, it's about the relationship. It's about building that connection. So I might start the connection on social media, but the magic happens when you take it off social.
Yeah, beautifully said. Because I think a mistake that a lot of agents make is we stay so neutral in our message, thinking, well, I've got to stay neutral so I connect with a broader range of people. Well, in essence, we end up connecting with nobody. Mm-hmm. And so I love the fact that you were vulnerable and share some of these things because now you don't connect with everybody. but you do connect with people on a deep, deep level. And that's when the relationship really starts forming.
Yeah. And a lot of people, like, they don't even know where to start. They're just so overwhelmed because they're like, well, how often am I posting and what am I talking about? And how do I even do this? And so when I'm talking to, like, say you're like, you know what, either you're slaying it on social, or like the first thing I always ask someone when I'm like, okay, they're like, I want to build a business through social media, Rachel, like, what do I do? I say, first, let's do an audit. How many hours are you on social media a day? And they're like always uncomfortable. And I'm like, no, I just want to know, like, literally how many hours are you? And sometimes it's one, sometimes it's five. And I say, perfect. Now, how many referrals did you get last year through social media? This is the deal. If you're on social media just to hang out, no worries. But if you're on social media to build a business, then let's build your dang business. So the amount of time you're on social should work out to the referrals that you're doing if you're using it correctly. So the first thing I tell them is, let's figure out what you're going to talk about. Because most people just like fly by the seat of their pants. Well, we have a real estate business. Okay. We're not real estate agents. We're real estate professionals. So act like one, right? So you have to know what you're going to talk about. So I tell people to write down 1 through 5, literally write down 1 through 5. Number one, it's going to be real estate. That's the industry we're in. But then 2 through 5, that's going to be up to you. Maybe you like clean eating and working out. Maybe you like hunting and fishing. Maybe you've got fur babies at home. If you're married and you have kids, hopefully you like them, right? You write that down. What I tell people is to come up with 5 things that define them as a person, who they are, why somebody's friends with you. Because remember, they might find you because you're a realtor, but they stick around because of who you are and how you make them feel. And then you have those 5 passions, right? And then conveniently, there's 7 days in the week. I tell people to post 5 times a week. And so they have 5 different things that they can post about. So I believe in being proactive in my real estate business, same thing on social. So I will look at my calendar and I say, where in my month do I have opportunity to capture content? Because I will tell you, like, the busier you get with social media, like, I get hundreds of notifications a day, right? I'm not on my phone every single minute because I had to set some really healthy boundaries. What I do is, like, I make my posts first thing in the morning, simply because I have the most amount of time for people to respond throughout the rest of the day. You can look up the algorithm and it'll be like 6:12 to 7:14 in the morning. Don't worry about that. If you post early in the morning, you have the most amount of time for people to respond throughout the day. And then you want to make sure you take the time to respond to them. So what I do is I'm all about making sure I like hit the algorithm, right? So your algorithm, which is like this big, confusing, sexy word, all it is, simply put, is your impact and your influence you have on social. It's how much eyes are on your content. And the better you use social media, like the tools, the better it's going to be. So say that, like, you use Facebook, right? You can make a post, you can do a reel, you can do a story, you can comment, you can like something, you can do a direct message, you can go live. I just named 7 things, right? Every one of those things are a tool. And the more tools you use on the platform, the more eyes they're going to give your content. So I make my post first thing in the morning. Then 1 hour later, I have a calendar reminder. I go in and I will comment and engage with everybody who connected on my post. And what does that do? I made a post. I'm commenting. I'm liking. I'm engaging. It wakes the algorithm up and it goes, hey, she's doing something right. Let's give her more eyes. Let's give her more eyes. And then I don't let my phone run me, right? So, like, truly, I do not have my phone on. If you call me, it's silent mode. If you text me, it's silent mode. All my social media is silent because I have to choose to be proactive. I get to choose when I look at my phone, not the other way around. And I promise you, if your value proposition is big enough, you're not going to lose the listing. They will wait for you to call back. That doesn't mean they have to wait 8 hours. They usually wait like 1 or 2. But like, if you're in a listing appointment, you're not going to, hold on 1 second, my phone's ringing. No, because the person in front of you matters. And so I hold off, right? And then an hour before the end of the day, usually after emails for me, I go back in and I connect with everybody again. So it's like setting these healthy boundaries, knowing what I'm going to talk about. It's just kind of taken off.
Awesome. I love that I'm very systematic, right? If you can create a system around something, then you can be disciplined with it. We think social media is all this, like, in the moment I decided to do these things, where the people that have grown the biggest influence are actually very systematic and disciplined with how they do it.
Yeah. Well, and if you look, like, if you look at my Instagram, and I use that because it's an easy example to see, like, the grid, right? The squares, you'll literally see me talk about, like, real estate, being an entrepreneur, marriage and family, positive body image, because it's something that I struggle with. So I'm going to, it's now one of my passions that I'm like, I'm determined to love my body. So I'm like, other people, who wants to do it with me, right? Especially after having kids. And then personal growth is a huge thing for me. So like, you can literally go through my squares and be like, yep. And they're not going to, most like your real estate posts are going to be your lowest producing post. It's your job. It's not who you are. It's what you do. However, the consistency of that, they know they're going to use you when they're going to buy or sell because they like you, because you're in top of mind for them. I had a guy reach out to me one time and he left a voicemail and he was like, hey, I'm just calling and I have a real estate referral for you. I think this is Rachel. It is for Rockland, California. It's a $700,000 house, but I just wanted to make sure, like, are you that couch realtor? And I'm like, couch realtor, like, what is this kid talking about? So I call him back and I'm like, hey, this is Rachel. I definitely want to help you with your client. You know, I'm a top agent in Rockland. What the heck is a couch realtor? And what had happened was with my last pregnancy, we had a subchorionic hemorrhage at 12 weeks and 4 days, which landed me on bed rest for a full month. And you can already tell just like my energy, not a good bed rest person. I'm not just like, let's just see what's happening today. Like I'm going. And so I'm sitting around my living room and I told my husband, I'm like, hey, it's a Sunday night. I'm like, hey, do you think that we need a lighter couch? And he's like, a lighter couch? He's like, this is like a year old. I'm like, I know, but don't you think we need a lighter couch? And he kind of rolls his eyes because he knows what he married. And by Monday morning, I had like new couch ordered, new rug, bar stools, easy chair, like plants, the whole thing. And I'm showing him all excited, all the stuff that we have. And he's like, what are you doing? And I was like, don't worry, I'll sell everything else. So I went on Facebook Marketplace and I listed all of our stuff. And I don't know if anyone's used Facebook Marketplace where you are, but there's like just a bunch of like wackadoodles. And they're like, you put them on for 400 and they offer you like $75. And I made a little rant on Facebook one night about how crazy the people are on Facebook Marketplace. And I had hundreds of comments, agents from all around the country and clients and community. Well, in Kentucky, this market center where this guy called me from, they do a thing where if they have a real estate referral at their team meeting, they stand up and say, who do you know? And this lady said, oh my gosh, I know. He's like, who do you know in California? She's like, oh, what is her name? She's that couch realtor. She's selling her couch on Facebook. So it's like, I got a $700,000 listing because of my couch, but that's real. That's relatable. And so people feel like they just have to be like, look at my listing, look at my open house. I have the perfect life. I have the perfect job. I'm a realtor. And that's not real or relatable. So like, it's just about staying top of mind.
I love that. And I think that's such great advice of like picking those five passions and then committing to do at least one post with each one of those passions every week. Because I do think that a lot of us, because we're in our business, a huge chunk of our time is spent in business. So we tend to do more business posts. And I think if we don't interlace those other passions, our people become numb to the message, right? Yeah. Now they're just quickly, we're the quick scroll by for that next entertaining piece.
Yes.
That someone else is posting. So that being said, how do you, if people were going to implement that, what would be the next layer of coaching to say, this is how I would use that strategy to get more listing referrals, like listing specific?
So this is the deal. Like the current algorithm. So obviously social media is my jam, right? So the current algorithm, you're super limited on who can see what you're doing. So at this current moment, about 7 to 10% of your friends are seeing what you're doing. But if you look at Facebook, you look at Instagram, you might have like, you know, 500, 1,000, 5,000 friends, right? And this is the deal though. If you're not seeing them, they're not seeing you. And so for me, it was about getting in front of people. I know my message is going to be consistent. I know my brand is super consistent. People know who I am, but if they're not seeing me, it's really hard to remember. Like Jeanine, if I'm like, hey, who do you know in North Carolina? Who do you know in Florida? It's usually you meet these people at mega camp and at family reunion, but you're usually not top of mind. You have to like look through your phone, right? Or go on Facebook and like type in the names to see who you know. So what I did is I came up with a system. And what I would tell you to do is every month. So if you're on my real estate team, first off, you have to sign a social media addendum that says you're going to commit to social and we have like guidelines. Secondly, you would write down 25 names every month. So this month is, what are we in right now? We're in April. So April's almost over. So let's use May. So you say you're going to start this in May. On the top of a piece of paper, you write down May 25. And then you're going to go through your social media and you are going to pull 25 names of people that you were already friends with, but you're not seeing their content anymore. So you already know them. Okay. you can, we will work later on helping you gain new followers. But first, there's so many people who love you, who like you, who want to refer deals to you, but they don't see you. So you write down 25 names. They could be 25 local business owners in your community. It could be 25 realtors from around the country. It could be 25 people from your college, whatever you're doing. Okay. But you go through your social and you pick 25 people. Then this is the rule. And it's called Rachel's rule of 555. So your goal is to have more people see your content, right? Have more comments and likes and story views and all of that. 5 minutes before you make a post, you comment on five people's post, a comment of five words or more. So 5 minutes before you make a post, you comment on five people's post, a comment of five words or more. And who are those five people? They're from your list of your top 25. So every month you're now engaging, connecting, and building relationships. And what's really neat is your engagement starts to go up, but so do your referrals. And I naturally just get more listings because that's what I focus on. My language, if you go on my social and you read the way that I write my posts, my language is around listings. Buyers are always going to come and buyers will go to a realtor, but I want the listings because that's the power position. And if you leverage a listing appropriately, like we do, you always get more. I worked really, really hard to get into the luxury market. It took me 6 years to get into it, which in my area, luxury is considered 500,000 and above, but for me, luxury is like a million or above, right? In my mind. And I just had a listing the beginning of this year that was what did I list at? 195, and we ended up going 200,000 over. So I had this one listing, and we're really intentional with how we use social media for listings and what we do. And I always boost my ads through command, just food for thought. And so we use social media for our listings. Like we're really intentional. So I have my one listing. From that came two buyers, all in the same price point. And then another agent actually, or a seller called me, and he was like, yeah, I went on Zillow and I was looking at houses that were in my price point. And then I decided to call three realtors, and my wife said, well, let's look them up first and see what we can stock and find out. And so that for her, that meant stock on social media. And they called three realtors and she said, I was hoping you would call back because I liked you the best. And so, you know, you go into the listing appointment, you don't know who they're interviewing, how many. I don't care if I'm number one or number three. I love going up against other agents for listings. I've taken Bold 9 times. So I use a lot of the scripts from Bold, by the way, when I do my listings. And, you know, the wife was like, I wanted to hire you the whole time, but my husband said we had to interview everybody. And she was just like super cute, but she's like, I feel like I already know you. And I wanted to work with you because I spent 20 minutes on your Facebook page. And I feel like we're already friends. And that's what I want people to feel from me. I want them to feel that they like me, they can trust me, and I care about them. And that's what happened.
Awesome, man. Taking pages of notes here. Great, great ideas. So before we wrap up, because I know you've got to jump off for another appointment, any last piece of advice you'd give on the social front for our community? And then Janine, get ramped up. You're up next. Any last words, and where do we find you if our people want more info?
Yeah. You know, I'm a social media coach. This is what I do. There's an email I'm going to give you guys. So if you send an email to thegoods@rachelAdamsLeeGroup.com, and I'll type it in the chat as well, but thegoods@rachelAdamsLeeGroup.com. I'll give it's a bunch of just links of YouTube videos that I've done, like how I broke into the luxury market. If you want to do the same, setting healthy boundaries with our clients. Also, like there's a bunch of links on there for you. Don't be afraid to share who you are. People like you for a reason. And I think that there's a lot of pressure, and especially like social media can be a beautiful place, and it also can be really yucky if you're comparing yourself to others. I have built, you know, this life and on all of our businesses through social media. And yet I also am really okay to like log off. if I need to, like mental peace. And I know that like telling you, like it's sort of an opposite message because like I build through social, but as much as I build, I also take breaks. And social media can build you up and make you feel super excited, but it also can tear you down and make you feel less than. And so I want you to be aware that like, if you can time block and you can build a strategy around social media, it can truly help you build your business. We had someone who just joined my coaching course, and in her first, she's like, I use Facebook, but I don't really have a system. In her first month of using my systems, she got her 4 referrals through Facebook. And she was like, this is amazing. It can work if you build a system. You need to run your real estate business and not let your business run you. And I think in the beginning, I was just trying to be everything to everyone. I answered my phone at 10:30 at night. I was so worried that I would lose a listing or not be there for someone. And what I realized is when I set boundaries and I respected my own, people respected them as well. So, you know, your goal with social media is to stop the scroll. Come up with great content that adds value to others. If you guys are stuck with that, I have social media content calendars. Like I've got all the things, but this was just to give you guys a little bit of information and hopefully you feel a little bit more inspired. You might feel a little overwhelmed. That's okay too. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube under Rachel Adams Lee. If you guys follow me, I'd love that. And we can connect. I'm the only one who runs my social. So if you guys have a question and you put it in there directly, I will answer it for you.
You're incredible. Thanks so much for your time. We got you out with 2 minutes to spare for your next appointment.
You guys are awesome.
Really appreciate you. Thank you.
Bye, Janine. Good to see everybody.